Michael Mann is a meteorology professor and climate researcher at Penn State. He's compared global temperature rise over the last few decades to the upwardly slope of a hockey stick. Mann told an energy forum yesterday that carbon pollution, a contributor to climate change, has just set a new record.
That we probably have to go 2 million years back in time now to find CO2 levels as high as the level that was just recorded in 2012 of 395 parts per million. That's off the scale of this plot. It's ahead of schedule in terms of what we were projecting.
Mann also says the damage of last year's drought and Hurricane Sandy on the East Coast were probably made worse by factors triggered by climate change, though he says it's not possible to directly link global warming to those weather events. Some business groups continue to disparage Mann's work, but some firms say climate change is real, and the question is who will do something about it. Clay Nessler of Milwaukee-based Johnson Controls says there are some local initiatives.
And what you tend to see is individuals committed in large numbers. You see cities making very aggressive policies and taking a lot of actions. Some states, California, Massachusetts, for instance. So in the U.S., at least, it appears that bottoms up appears to be a very good strategy.
At the federal level, President Obama is promising to take action on climate change. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.